Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Du lyssnar på Så vad händer med mig, Jonathan Rollins.
Och mig, Amat Levin.
And this is the podcast that's keeping you updated on everything that's going on, pop culture, politics, society and our personal lives.
Och idag så börjar vi prata om, John har haft lite jobbiga upplevelser in the comedy world. Han har snappat på gäster, han har velat snappa på fellow comedians, men inte gjort det.
Yeah, listening to that. And then after that, we talk about this bizarre situation of some Americans going for some plastic surgery and got kidnapped in Mexico.
Yikes. Och sen i slutet pratar vi om Pontus Rasmussen.
Shout out. Before that, I might play that beat.
Yeah.
Yo,
tjo och välkomna.
Yes, man.
En ny vecka.
Did y'all miss us?
Det tror jag.
I listened to hear them scream. Did they say yeah?
Jag rekommenderar att ni lyssnar på vårt Chris Rock-avsnitt. Jag tycker det blev rätt en bra review. Vi gjorde en sån här en grej till från Johns hemmastudio.
Yeah, man.
Och har ni inte sett, vi fick ju tips från våra läsare. Vi kommenterade i den podden att av någon anledning så gick det inte för mig att se den här Chris Rock special. Det stod att den inte var available i mitt land.
Mm-hmm.
Och då var det en lyssnare som skrev till oss och sa att det beror på språkinställningarna.
Shout out to you.
Att tydligen om man då har Netflix inställt på svenska så dyker inte saker upp som inte har svensk textning.
Mm-hmm.
Textning.
So it might come up like next week or something.
Ja, precis.
When they have time to do it.
Så det är ju, om man vill ha mer shit on Netflix, så bara switch till engelska.
You know what? He says pants whistling nigger, right?
Vem säger det? Chris Rock?
Chris Rock. He's like,
jag tror med den här lyssnaren som skrattar.
No, no, no. No, but he has a joke about if you like having some pants that whistle nigger. I forget the whole setup.
Okay.
But and then he walks across the stage, and he says nigga, like a whistle almost. Nigga,
okay, I see.
And
yoga pants.
Yeah, yoga pants. Yeah, because they cost so much. I wouldn't care if they're racist. Okay, if they're $25, whatever, whole thing.
Slakta skämtet.
I know. Right? So I'm thinking. I wonder how they're gonna translate that. When they have the Swedish, are they gonna write in parentheses N-I-G-G-A? Or are they going to write the Swedish, N-E-G-E-R? I always think about little stuff like that. Because I had to write the subtitles for my special. And I was like, when I thought of the translations, when I speak some
Swedish. I remember the N-word in special.
I do,
looks like a nigga I don't like.
Yeah, I said that. I didn't write it in Swedish. I wrote, but I do have Swedish words that are translated. And I was like, I want the humor to translate. Okay. So I was thinking about that a lot. So that's just a whole different thing.
But vad hade du skrivit om du skulle översätta det till svenska, tror du?
I would
ser ut som en...
I would keep that in. Huh, I didn't think about that, because when I wrote the Swedish, I would say, I think I would write nigga, like nigga, inte tycker om, inte gilla. Oh, I want the listeners, I want y'all to write to me. No, I did that on Twitter one time. I regretted it immediately. I said something like, how do you say, and I was like talking shit to my kid. How do I say to my son something about, and then I said, nigga, I don't care or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? And people took that opportunity. Oof. To, and I was like, and I'm like correcting people like, no, that's not the slang. Doesn't mean, in Swedish slang, people don't say nigger.
Nej.
You know what I'm saying? I forget the exact term I was asking.
Oof, men de tog tillfällig akt. De bara, that's
I was like, oh, it's a little...
moment I've been waiting for.
Matter of fact, I'm going to be talking about some inappropriate shit at comedy. Somebody took that opportunity recently.
Okay.
I was backstage before a show, and I heard this horrible story, actually, about this black comedian, Fernando. He's said this publicly, so... I'll share it, his story. But he went to a club and a person there said in Swedish, my favorite nigga.
Oh, to him?
Something like that, to him. Like, oh, Fernando, my favorite nigga.
Jesus.
Or whatever. Christ. I don't know the exact phrase in Swedish that he used. But this is one of the top clubs in Sweden. One of the owners of the club, you know what I'm saying, said that. And I guess he talked about it on this podcast he was on. And then, so I get to the show, and this guy, who I only know in comedy, you know what I mean? He sees me, and he tells that story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you saw me, and it made you, I don't know, like the association of it all is inherently racist.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause if another comedian would have walked in, if fucking Isak Jansson would have walked in here, would you have wanted to tell the story about Fernando? Or did you see me and saw black? Oh, Fernando. Oh, shit. Let me tell you the story.
So what about game?
He told the story, but he said it in English to me.
Mm.
And he said nigger.
Oh.
And with the story.
Oh, with the hard R too?
Yes. But he was depicting this guy.
Oh.
Who said it to Fernando?
This guy was sneaky.
I'm thinking about it, and then he repeated the story. He said the story at least three times, and I'm like, "All right, I get it now, right?" And then it was another person in there, and this was what it kind of disarmed me, that there was another person, and this was her show. I was doing the show with her, and it kind of it's unfortunate that I fell into the role of trying to be civil and not ruining the mood.
Oh, well, classic role.
Yeah, when this person ruined the mood, in my opinion, ruined my mood. And you know how I feel about it. I'm not going to immediately say somebody's racist for saying it, but you can feel the thirst for being able to say this word around a colleague, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, feeling it's cool. I felt like it was like that. And I was just like... And then I started getting disappointed in the other person, because I'm closer to her. And I was waiting on her to say, okay, that's enough. But she was like shocked by the story and trying to figure out who it was, because they bleeped it out, I guess, on the pod. So she was like trying to figure out who was the person. And I was like, is that the biggest problem here? It's like, to me, the biggest problem is, regardless of how, he doesn't know my feelings about that word. But he decided anyway to use every version of it, except for the A.
Oh, precis.
He used the ER, and he used the Swedish racist version of it, and the American less accepted version of it.
Hur kommer det att han drog storyn så många gånger på raken?
She was like, what? He's like, yeah. So he comes in and like tells the story again. And she's like, oh my God, who was it? I don't know. But he walked in and he's like, tells it again. I'm like, God damn, nigga. So I was just like, I don't know, it didn't ruin my day, but I was just like, it just sucked. You know what I mean? It sucked that the situation happened like that, and this dude, And then I felt like I had a responsibility to people like you who don't like that word. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or like, and I was wondering, what if I was offended? Would I be sad now? You know what I'm saying? Like, for you to, maybe I should correct, I'm just, all of these thoughts are going through my head. Maybe I should correct him just so that he doesn't do that shit again.
Yeah.
Like, if obviously Fernando's bothered by it with the other person. Would you tell, what if you told a story?
Oh.
Like, it's just like a, it's like disrespectful. It is disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even if I'm not offended.
Or det är väldigt enkelt att bara...
Don't say it. You could say N-word.
Yeah, we get it. We get what you mean.
Yeah, and to say the story 3-4 times, man. And I was just like, and I don't think the dude's racist. I think he took advantage, or he knew he was taking advantage of the fact that he gets to say this.
So
in front of this cool American guy.
So just saw anything.
I didn't say anything at all. No. I just was like, looking around like, damn. And then I was like, damn, how many times is motherfucker going
to... Didn't pick up på det att säga.
No, I don't think my demeanor changed, but I did steer the conversation away from that. I started like naming people it could be and shit like that so that he could stop telling this fucking story.
Man.
Yeah, man. And it wasn't my only run-in with inappropriate behavior.
Okay,
the N-word is all over the place. Yeah, man. Shout out to Yemi, he's been on this pod.
Yemi Afolabi
was in town. I brought him here. It's my first time bringing somebody from the U.S. to here, and we had a little mini tour. And thanks to people who came out, we had some listeners came out to some of the shows. My first time going to Malmö with the Laugh House. Not my last. Shout out to Ali. He sent us some cool stuff to the. He's the one who sent that. Picture for you.
Oh,
he's
there. Shout out.
Tech. And he took pictures for us too. So he always looks out, and I was glad to touch base with him. And we did the show. It was great. But in Malmö, there was this woman who was from, shit, I can't remember where she was from, but she was Lithuanian.
Lithuanian, okay.
A Lithuanian woman who kept getting up and going back and forth, getting drinks and stuff. Like, she was kind of disruptive. And she was with this loud ass American lady who was definitely disruptive, where I had to kind of hit her with a zinger kind of to calm her down a little bit. I was like trying to control that because I did not want a fucking heckler ruining the show, you know what I mean? There. So, and it was already kind of a weird layout, the room for us. So I was just like, I'm trying to make it as comfortable as possible for Yemi. Let's do this. And then Yemi has a joke about the time he found out that they use the term for the chocolate balls.
Oh, okay.
So he says in the joke, I hope nobody's offended, but he says niggerbollar in the joke. And there's like a build up to it and everybody's just kind of waiting to hear it, you know. So he tells the joke and he talks about that his ex-girlfriend's grandma says it. It's like the first time she ever talked to him. She gives him the dessert, and then she says it, and then he's like, oh, shit, like, won't spit it out, like, damn, I'm gonna eat nigga balls. It was the whole thing, and then his girlfriend comes in, and she's like, no, grandma, that's wrong. We don't say that anymore. And he's like, hold up, anymore? No, that's the whole thing of the joke, right? So then this Lithuanian lady says, interrupts, heckles him with, well... Sweden stopped saying negerbollar before they did in Denmark. In Denmark, they said negerbollar way longer. So negerbollar is a... And she just kept saying...
Shut the fuck up. Hur är det här appropriate? Alltså, never right mind now. The n-ords användandet.
Yeah. It's not a dialogue.
Vad är det för fucking... Att lägga in lite facts här? Alltså, who cares? So shut the fuck down.
The front row...
Det ska vi tog
The front row of the show, they were some of the most fun there. All black folks.
Mm.
And they were looking back like, if this bitch, like, you could see, I was sitting on the side, and you could see them like, one more time, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It was like, and then Yemi, he's trying to calm it all down. Mm-hmm. And then he just starts a conversation with her in order to get her basically to stop saying the N-word. Yeah. Like, she just wouldn't stop saying it. And then he finally got her to engage in a conversation, and then he did it pretty smooth. And he was just like, kind of like checking her a bit, like, yo, maybe watch your mouth, you know what I mean, maybe you don't need to say that, or, and, you know, and he kept going. He finished his set, and then I felt a good vibe in the room still at the end. And there were like, people were thanking me, saying, you got to come back. And I was like, we're definitely coming back. And then the Lithuanian lady came up to me.
I'm already shaking my head. Oh.
And there was a...
this bitch!
There was a... she came up to me, and there's a part of the show, there's a thing I do sometimes, where I just basically say that if the crowd is mixed, it's a thing I do. If the crowd is a mixed crowd, then I say, man, I'm glad it's diverse. A lot of times I'm on stage, it's all white people, feels like a slave auction, right? Mm-hmm. And if it is all white people, I say, damn, ain't nobody black, ain't no minorities here, feels like a slave auction. It's like a thing that works. Mm-hmm. It's like a little quick joke, whatever. And I did that. At this show, everybody laughs. I say, I accuse somebody of checking my teeth. I do this whole thing, mm-hmm. saying I look strong and all the shit. So it gets some laughs. And then after the show, after what seemed like a really fun show, she comes up to me and says, I really love the show. Thank you so much for coming. I just want to say, all right.
you don't need to.
You don't need to say it. You don't have to say anything else. I want to say, in Sweden, when you mention slavery, it's probably not going to work because they don't understand slavery.
Mama, did you hear people laughing?
Thank you. And I was like,
so clearly it works.
Like, for the record, it's not the first time I've said that. You know what I mean? I say this all the time. You can say what you want about the show. You could have liked it. You could hate it. But a little tip for the future: don't tell a comedian what works. Like saying what works and what doesn't work. We try to shit a lot. Like, please don't stop. And then miss me with the Sweden doesn't know about slavery. Sweden tried to hand. I went through all of this stuff. I talked about Drottning Kristina and all this shit.
Learnerous.
And I was like, so please don't tell me about this Swedish now. Just let me know how you feel about the show. And that's it. Cut it off there. Her friend was like trying to pull her away. It was the American lady. Like, come on, let's get out of here. I was like, all right, mind business. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here. I had a get the fuck out of here tone.
Oh, nice.
But normally
deserved.
I would never do something like that. Normally, I'm always in the thanks for coming. I want you to come back. I didn't want her to come back.
Nej. Men hur svarade hon på det där då?
She looked shocked that I was saying something, and that the tone I used was kind of aggressive. Mm. I was like, because...
Oh, she should have hit you with the, you're being aggressive right now.
Yeah, man, that would have been hilarious. I might have started laughing. But she looked a little shocked that I said something. She was just like, well, and then when I started hitting her with the facts or whatever, then she kind of backed all the way off. And was like, well, thank you. Anyway, I have fun. And then she left with her friend. I was, ugh. I just had the ugh feeling, yeah. Man. Oh. What's wrong with y'all, man? That's all we have
What's
to say.
What's wrong with you?
I wanted to say that shit to her, man.
Oh, nej, shit alltså. Vilken grej det är. Men det är också...
This is all in the same week.
Vilken grej det är att exponeras för andra människor, tycker jag. Det slås av det ofta. Alltså, när man har den här typen av jobb, alltså, det är ju inte minst om du jobbar fucking i en butik eller någonting sånt där.
Mm.
Men... Jag slås av det rätt ofta att bara, så det är många människor som är bara, how did you end up like this? Like, hur blev du en sån här person?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know how you think back on stuff. I wanted to ask you about that too. When you think back on stuff, I don't know if you're the type that reflects on conversations and situations. Saying, man, I should have fucking. Oh yeah, we had a conversation about that when that dude ran up on you saying some old racist shit and you checked him. And how you were thinking, man, maybe I should have hit him or whatever.
Jag vill ju slå honom på käften också. Jag checkade, men jag vill också slå honom på käften.
Right. So I'm like...
Men jag har inte.
Man, you look like I got to catch my train. But I thought about that conversation a few more times. And it's like, I also missed on an opportunity to say, you know what I do know about? Because you can't tell me what to say on stage. But I can tell you definitely how to be in the audience. Like... If you just came to me and said that because you didn't have a good time, that's one thing. But you also interrupted the show and like heckled and said a racial slur, like you know what I'm saying?
Kept repeating
a racially insensitive term over and over to a black person in a room with black people in it. Mm-hmm. Like, how you gonna tell me about etiquette? Like, it was just like I never flipped it. I regret that. So I wish I could go back in time and flip it on her and say, all right, we've talked about what I did that might not be received well.
Mm.
How about what you did that is definitely against etiquette? don't know, man.
I don't know. Ja, nej, men det är, folk kan vara otroligt störiga. Jag har varit rätt förskonad. Jag är ju ute nu mycket och gör mina boksamtal. Och jag har ändå varit rätt skonad från crazy people. Det var när jag var uppe i Oslo, så du vet, där hela showen, eller vad man ska kalla det, var ju, jag pratade svenska, alla andra norska. Och det funkade.
Oh, wow.
Bra. Jag förstår liksom, jag vet inte vilken fucking dialekt de pratar i Oslo, men den förstår jag. Sen så finns det ju andra dialekter i Norge som är, du vet, de kan ju lika gärna prata ett annat språk. Typ. Oh, okay. Eller de kan ju lika gärna prata fucking kinesiska.
Okay.
Du vet, och de som jag, arrangörerna sa det, jag kommenterade det till arrangörerna, och de sa det också, att så här, jo, men till och med vi har ibland svårt att höra när det är liksom någon dialekt som kanske bara finns i ett visst område eller whatever. Mm. Men där kom det fram någon som pratade också i efterhand, och jag kunde bara pick up pieces. Men där var det också någonting, han ville prata typ om den här filmen Woman King.
Oh yeah, okay.
Någonting om att det är inte skumt att den har, du vet, jag har inte sett The Woman King heller. Mm. Jag vet bara the gist of it. Mm. Det jag vet om den är att den rör ju ett, den berör ju så här, kolonisering av Afrika, slaveriet. Mm. Ett afrikanskt rike som på något sätt ska stå upp och slå tillbaka mot whatever. Men den riket som de har då valt att fokusera på är ett, råkar ju vara ett av de mest, det fanns ju afrikanska riken som också handlade med slavar.
Mm.
Och det här var ett av dem som gjorde det allra mest. Så det var så
här,
jag vet inte hur mycket de berörde i filmen, men jag har sett många som har called filmen out för att vara väldigt ohistorisk liksom.
Mm-hmm.
I att så här, men om ni vill göra en film om ett rike som så här, på något sätt står upp mot slavhandeln, varför väljer det riket som verkligen handlade med slavar? Mm-hmm. Mest av alla typ.
Yeah.
Av de afrikanska i alla fall. Och det var någonting det han ville beröra. Men du vet, sen så pratade han på det här, den här norska, någon jävla norsk dialekt. Jag fattade ingenting. Det var bara så här, jag kunde bara pick up några pieces. Och sen kunde man också tell. Det är väl det jag vill säga när jag är ute på de här boksamtalen. Man märker ofta att det finns folk som, de vill ställa frågor efteråt. Och man märker var de kommer ifrån,
mm-hmm,
för plats. Du vet, den här folk, när man sitter där och pratar. Det brukar ofta vara en timme. Och vi berör så mycket olika grejer.
Mm.
Men den enda grejen de vill prata om är så här, men det här med att man i Afrika också hade slavar. What about det? Och det är någonting som jag också berör. Jag skriver om det i boken. Jag tar upp vad det är som är skillnaden. Och vad det är som gör att man inte kan liksom likställa det med den transatlantiska slavhandeln. Och så vidare och så vidare. Men utan någon kommer och den enda frågan, den första och enda frågan de har är det. Då börjar man tänka rätt mycket också kring vart kommer det från, från för plats. Liksom. Är det här verkligen en, du råkade bara vara nyfiken på just den, eller är det att du också gärna vill använda den för att ursäkta det andra illa som har hänt liksom. Och det är oftast det som jag tycker det är, och det var det, den känslan jag fick av den här norrmannen också.
You didn't switch to English?
Nej, gjorde inte det. Och mycket också bara för att jag ville bara avsluta, jag ville inte entertain the conversation. Jag ville bara avsluta, så jag bara okay.
Peace. I should have switched to, I wish I knew another. I wish I could switch to Spanish so this lady could leave me alone.
Ja, men det som är fördelen dock också med nu när jag har varit ute och gjort mycket, jag gjorde mitt första boksamtal för typ ett år sedan, så det har varit många nu liksom.
Mm.
Och det är ändå fan sällan man får en fråga som jag inte har hört förut.
Mm.
Det är oftast, det är även när man märker att någon sitter där och bara, nu ska jag verkligen komma på en finurlig fråga här som du inte, liksom, inte kanske en necessarily like gotcha question, men på gränsen.
Mm.
Så det är rätt ofta man ändå har hört den förut.
Ja, okay.
Så, men ja, jag vet inte. Det är inte någonting. Jag är bara glad att det, jag är glad att jag inte behöver hålla på med people så mycket. Jag tycker folk är så jävla störiga. Inte alla, inte alla, men rätt många.
You niggas are crazy.
Rätt många. Jag pallar på inte med liksom the interactions.
I get it.
Vi tar en break, sen ska vi snacka om någonting annat.
Yeah.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Man, there's this story that happened in the U.S. that I'm fascinated with. I know I like to talk about the U.S., but I follow our shit, man. I'm still American.
Uh-huh.
But this story, it was different, man. There's a lot of layers to it, too, man. Some people went to Mexico from South Carolina, which is, I looked it up, as they drove 21 hours.
Mm.
So that's 2 days almost, 2,300 kilometers, so that one of them could get a tummy tuck. I guess the woman has some fat after giving birth, and they want to, it's a procedure that's kind of common in the cosmetic surgery world.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's cheaper in Mexico, so they're going over there. And then they got kidnapped by some Mexican cartel that it's believed that they thought they were like smugglers on their turf in a fucking minivan. So imagine that you're driving to go get your tummy tuck in Mexico in a white minivan.
I shot every sugar team. I finally made it to Mexico.
And then shoot up the car. Drag them out. One of the people was killed.
In the shooting.
I think it was when they shot up the car that killed one person. And then the video is there, footage is there of parts of the kidnapping because it was in broad daylight.
Damn.
And they dragged them into a pickup truck and drive off. And then eventually they were given back. The two people that survived, two people died.
Mm.
I think the woman who was getting the tummy tuck died.
Damn.
Was killed as well. And you see one woman getting thrown in the truck, and there's a picture of her sitting on the ground, waiting to be thrown into the truck. It's just like, I just had like nightmare feelings as I think about this. Like, shit. Like,
yeah, what are you gonna do?
What do you do? Especially, and the dude looked like the guy who died looked like a pretty big, like tall guy. He's got the long dreadlocks, and it's like, he looked like the type of dude that'll be like, let a motherfucker try, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of guy. And then I just think about it as, I feel like I can handle myself in a lot of situations. This one, it's out of your hands.
Yeah.
You just got to hope there's mercy involved.
Mm.
And they realized that they probably fucked up. Like I guess if it was some drug dealers, nobody would care as much. But these people were just medical tourists, I guess they could call it.
Medical tourists. Oh.
And they and then it became a big deal because they were missing, and they've given the two back that survived, but they're like, sorry, dude. And then later on, five people were found on the street that they think these are the guys who are at least getting blamed for it.
Mm.
But five people found on the street with a letter of apology saying somebody made a mistake.
What's all that letter though?
I can find it.
Mm.
Hold up. All right, we got the... you gonna read it?
You
gotta do
it. Det här är sjukt. Alltså, enligt CNN så har den här kartellen...
That's crazy.
Eller det har börjat cirkulera, ska man kanske säga, ett brev som där det står att man ber om ursäkt. Och enligt så här, citat, the source told CNN that investigators believe the letter to be authentic.
Yeah, that's what I saw too.
Vill du läsa det?
Yeah, it says...
gör det i en Mexican accent.
Sorry? No. We made a mistake. We thought the big one was going to sell some drug. No, that's it. The Gulf Cartel apologized to the Society of Matamoros, the relatives of Miss Areli, and the affected American people and families. That's what I got so far. I saw more. They said more in the letter that I saw.
I trodde inte det skulle läsa så länge i Mexican accent. Jesus Christ.
You asked me to do it. I follow directions.
I'm
a yes and type of guy.
Clearly. This story rocks out. The Gulf Cartel Scorpion Group strongly condemned.
Oh, shit. Scorpion. Damn, that's the same ones from Tennessee.
What?
No, Scorpion. That's the squad in Tennessee. Right?
The Gulf Cartel Scorpion Group strongly condemns the event of last Friday, the letter continues, referring to a division of the cartel. For this reason, we decided to hand over those directly involved and responsible for the acts, who at all times acted under their own determination and indiscipline, and against the rule in which the Gulf Cartel always operates.
What's the rule?
Varför skriver den här kartellen som ett fucking företag? Du vet, så här. Ett företag som har blivit called out på Instagram. Det här är
deras like, oh,
svar.
We know it's their letter because the letterhead is yeah. Gulf Cartel letterhead on the top. It's stamped.
The cartels add difference i Mexico. Jesus Christ. De bara skriver som en liksom...
We apologize for messing with the tourism.
Wow. Men vilken sjuk grej, och som du säger, vilken fucking mardröm. Jag vet att man i Miami hade mycket problem med tourism, kidnapping. Alltså det här är ju
but that was
the
like,
80s.
That was like brothers. 90s. That was black folks doing that shit.
Ja, jag vet. Men att så här, du vet, om du åkte och du hade inte din bil, du hade inte klick-klick fönstren, så kunde du bara bli dragged up. Men då stal de väl mest din bil.
Yeah.
Det var väl inte direkt en kidnapping.
Och cash. Like then people had
du blev rånad liksom.
Men, the rapper JT Money.
Mm.
Remember him? He has a song, Who That? I don't know. You probably know him. He's got a really great album, actually, if you're from Miami. But JT Money, JT stands for Jackin' Tourists.
Oh, really? Damn.
Jackin' Tourist Money.
Damn. That's great. I Miami också då kom liksom till bukt med det där problemet. Det är ju såklart skit, om man bara ser det ur ett rent ekonomiskt perspektiv, så är det ju kaos för platsen. Att just turister också blir targets. Och det där, som sagt, det har man ju då fått stopp på i Miami sedan länge. Liksom. Det är inte nu än en fara, så vidare du inte liksom gör någonting riktigt.
And that's different that it's like, it's quote unquote civilians that's getting targeted. When over there, supposedly, I mean, this is just people got caught in the middle and miscommunication, whatever. But normally, it's you're told it's cartel versus cartel type of thing, turf wars and shit. And not this time.
Men det är också så vet jag, eller också i vissa andra länder där det är fokus på att jag vet att de har haft mycket i Haiti. Det har ju tidigare kanske varit i Colombia mycket sen där man har kidnappat turister och men med målet att få en ransom, liksom. Få en lösen summa.
Yeah, and they take care of the hostage. Well,
precis,
take
kind
care
of. Yeah. men liksom...
It's not like a torture for 10
days. Här känns det som att de inte hade någon utväg. För det verkar ju som att de på riktigt trodde... Jag vet inte varför de skulle shoot up the car annars. Om de inte trodde på riktigt att det var fiende drug dealers där inne. Men damn. Ja, shit.
Scorpion.
Och de har ju
Scorpion
Mexico...
Scorpion fucking up everywhere.
Och Mexikos president har väl varit ute. De har ju sagt någonting om att så, det här är inte...
Yeah, they still try, and it's so
det
funny.
Är inte en big, alltså, det här händer inte så ofta, det här, det här sticker ut mycket, och så vidare, och så vidare.
It's like they were, as he was speaking, I watched him speak, they did an interview. He was doing, I don't know if it was the president or like the mayor of the town or something, but a representative from Matamoros was on CNN, and he was basically saying, please don't not come here anymore. You know what I'm saying? It was like he was given an advertisement that this was a one-off incident. Unfortunately, some people died, but... Come get your surgeries anyway, type of thing. And it felt a little gross to me to see that it was like... But I understand them being worried. Like, damn, they're probably mad at the cartel. Like, bro, why would you do this? Mm. You fucking with everybody's money. But then when it said delivered, they were dead, right? They said we handed over.
Five people. Jag vet inte om alla de här fem som handed over var... Döda, faktiskt.
The way I envisioned it, or the way I understood it, there were like a pile of people on the street.
Oh yeah, du menar dom. Yeah, okay.
That's what I mean, the five that were sent.
I hear you. Det står dock, CNN har en uppföljande artikel som handlar om att de här då amerikanerna som kidnappades, det här är ju en del av en mycket större grej, och att i då Mexiko så är det fortfarande ungefär 100,000 människor, försvunna människor som man inte har hittat. 100,000.
God damn!
Och att det här är en, ja, en big deal. Folk försvinner, people disappear every day.
God damn!
Det är liksom som del av, I guess, mycket det här liksom brottsvågen och så vidare. I don't know. Har du varit i Mexiko någon gång?
No, my brother tried to get me to go there. And I get a little concerned about that. My brother goes regularly. His wife is Mexican and his son kind of splits time. They're still together, but she has a house there. He has a house. And Jason like works during the week or whatever. So he's just like, she stays with her family. And so he crosses the border regularly to see his kid and to grab her so they can go do something. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And this one hit home for me. Like, damn, this could be... It was a minivan they shot up. This could be Jason on his way to go see his kid or with his kid in the car. Mm. And if they just think, oh man.
Fucked up. Nej, scary, man. Precis. Jag har inte heller varit i Mexiko. Det känns som att Mexiko är en sån här plats som kanske inte så stor skillnad från Miami på så sätt att du kan få så himla skilda versioner av det. Det finns så himla många olika Mexikos. Alltså förstår man, du kan åka och
Punta Cana.
Och ha bara turism, liksom stränderna och den experience. Men sen så finns det den här mer the gritty version. Vi tar en liten break.
Yeah, man.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Something kind of slipped through the cracks with us.
Mm?
Like we haven't, it's been something that's been kind of at the forefront of Swedish media for a year or so, and we haven't addressed it at all. And I thought about it, and I wanted to address it. I heard like this SR thing. I'll put the link on our Patreon if you want to hear it. It's only a 10-minute little piece about this. I almost said gentleman.
Historien om Pontus Rasmussen heter det klippet 9:39 långt.
Yeah, man. And I listened to it and. It's mainly this woman who's done a deep dive on this guy, and I'm wondering, how does this guy still have a platform? Like, he's been deplatformed from YouTube.
Yeah.
And, like, people talk about canceling people and stuff, but I feel like, as we spoke about last week, about when stuff is for kids, when we're talking about book banning and stuff like that, I feel like it feels inappropriate at the least and dangerous at the worst that this guy has a platform. The more I see, man, that he His tar- he had 170,000 subscribers.
Han har varit skitstor på YouTube.
Fifth biggest in Sweden.
De, eller biggest, de i alla fall mäktigaste. Det var det han blev utnämnd till enligt Medieakademin.
Oh, wow.
Till Sveriges femte mäktigaste på YouTube. Det var 2021. Han är 24 bast gammal och bor med sina föräldrar. Och det har ju kretsat mycket.
That's a red flag right there.
Alltså, to be honest, jag bodde hemma också när jag var
24. You weren't a millionaire YouTuber.
That's true. That's true. That makes all the difference. Jag var bara broke och hade ingen bra bostadskö.
I don't know if the number was right. I said 170,000. It might have been, it could have been, is it 700,000 or 170,000?
Jag vet inte vad det var.
Men, I forget, but he had a lot of motherfucking, enough where I got 12,000 subscribers on my YouTube. And if you multiply that times 10, the money that I make on it, this motherfucker is balling.
Oh.
You know, I mean, not balling, but each month he's making a bunch of money.
Mm.
I'm sure he's got, yeah, probably get more views and everything. And he'll have to deal with splitting rights like I do with songs.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker's making money.
Och han har alltså haft sin YouTube-kanal sedan han var 16 bast gammal. Och han har gjort massvis av grejer, men har ju som sagt då fått den här stora publiken. Många av dem är väldigt unga och har ju fått massvis av kritik då det senaste, jag tror att det är framförallt det senaste året. Det är allt ifrån att han har kopierat många sketcher från en YouTube-kanal som heter Morgs.
Really?
Som har över 11 miljoner prenumeranter.
Okay.
Till att han har på att han har också ljugit om sin ålder. Tydligen att han har han är född 98 men har tydligen utgett sig, det här är enligt Aftonbladet, för att vara född 2004.
Oh man, these are all signs that somebody is out here looking for the youth in an inappropriate way.
Och sen så har det varit mycket grejer som är då, vad ska man säga, det som har med pengar att göra helt enkelt. Alltså dels att han har liksom haft några fester, lanserat någonting som heter Pontus Fest. Ett evenemang som skulle hållas i en spelhall i Småland. I Smålands största spelhall, jag vet inte vad det innebär. Men där de skulle då få träffa honom och äta godis och träffa hans föräldrar också. Och det skulle kosta 870 kronor per person.
And it's a rickety van? Is he sitting in a rickety van in the parking lot?
Ja.
Wow.
Och,
and the phone thing, there was a phone scam.
Ja, massvis av, precis, en phone scam. Alltså unga har uppmanats att ringa olika så här betalnummer. Och så har det då inte framgått tydligt nog att det här kostar pengar.
Right.
Och en mamma ska ha fått en telefonräkning på 10 000 spänn efter att hennes dotter har ringt det här betalnumret över 1000 gånger. Jag menar, get a life också, lite grann. Men
I got sympathy for the kids, I want them to be safe. But come on, watch your goddamn kids, man.
Det, kom igen nu, liksom, 1000 gånger, that's a motherfucking stalker right there.
What's wrong with you?
Allt det här sammantaget då, plus det här med att det ska tydligen vara då mycket av materialet ska vara liksom vara lite så här sexual innuendos.
Yes.
Vilket inte är då nice obviously när publiken är så fucking ung. Allt det här sammantaget har lett till att han har stängts av från YouTube. Men han har då, han är kvar på Patreon, precis som vi. Och sen så är han på TikTok.
Damn. And he's doing numbers there too. And then he tries to, I saw a TikTok, I saw a screenshot from a TikTok where he was like asking who wants to like hang out with him. It seemed a little creepy, man. And then he's done a thing in the past where he said, tell me your darkest secrets. And then he will read their secrets over the thing, over a live. And he was telling stories that were of sexual abuse against kids. And it's like, get the police involved? You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody needs help here? Like, why are you doing this? And why are you sharing this? It's like, it feels, it's at, like I said, at the least inappropriate. And he got a question about his mental age. And he said that he took a test a while ago that said that he is 7 years old mentally. And that sounds like you're trying to justify some shit.
That's the Michael Jackson defense.
Yeah, man. I think Michael Jackson's more offensive. And then we got, he said, there's a quote from him. I'm gonna read it and I'm gonna do my pedophile accent.
Okay.
No. Jag skulle aldrig. No. It says jag skulle ju aldrig bli tillsammans med ett barn. Men dessa barn kan ju växa upp och kanske då vill jag bli tillsammans med mig.
Det är ett wild ass citat.
Insane.
På liksom
in an interview.
Precis. På någon fråga som liksom där han redan är called out för det här grooming-aktiga.
Yes.
Alltså det är inte som att den här frågan kommer från ingenstans, utan han måste ju ha vetat att folk pratar så här om mig och det här är ditt svar. Det här är ju precis det här svaret är ju lika galet tycker jag som the R. Kelly famous R. Kelly answer när han får frågan från Touré, den journalisten, när han säger, do you like teenage girls? Och R. Kelly, det här är ett enkelt svar. Ett yes. enkelt svar på
just
den här
give
frågan.
Him a no, bro.
Speciellt när du vet att du är redan är misstänkt. Och så ser man R. Kelly tänka riktigt hårt. Och sen bara, when you say teenage, how old do you mean? Och Therese min är så bra. Alltså det han bara, ja.
Nigga, what you?
Det var en enkel, det var en just say no, motherfucker. Och det här är samma sak, liksom. Säg bara nej, du gillar inte barn på det sättet.
Yes. And then say your mental age, say 18. I don't know. I don't know what you say to that. It's obvious why the question is asked.
Mm.
Your mental age or whatever. Oh. And then he hasn't really defended himself so much. It's just like he's complained about the channel being taken away. There's no accountability. Mm. And it doesn't seem like there's there's some type of urge to stop or to stop mislead or like. If people thought that I was doing something that was sexist or racist or, you know what I'm saying, unacceptable, and I really wasn't trying to do it, then I'd want to stop doing that type of shit.
Mm.
But it doesn't seem like that's the case for him. He just wanted to keep making money off of it.
Ja, för det är så mycket olika grejer sammantaget. Alltså, yeah. Det är också det här med... tydligen har han varit anklagad för att ha ljugit om att han ska ha skänkt pengar till barncancerfonden.
No.
This guy.
He's a piece of shit,
piece of work, man.
He's got a punchable face too, man.
Oh yeah. Men
it's like, come on, man. Why do they always have a punchable face, man?
Shit. Jag vet inte hur this guy fortfarande liksom har en karriär. I guess han bara använder faktumet att man kan så här, I guess att han inte har gjort någonting som är helt olagligt.
No.
Vad gäller den här så här grooming-grejen. Alltså det finns väl tydligen någon gräns där som han kanske inte har passerat. Även om vi alla ser att det är super creepy.
Yeah, maybe annars, he doesn't understand it, but...
För annars borde han väl ha blivit polisanmäld för det, liksom.
All right. I'm wondering, like, honestly, man. This is an honest question about this whole discussion. All right. I personally think this guy should be either deplatformed or... on some type of probation where we see what's the next thing you're gonna do, you know what I mean? And then if you show us, give me like a business plan or whatever, like a social media business plan, this is what I'm gonna do now, then it's accepted. Then you can go back and build something else. But what you're doing now is irresponsible. Like, if he says no to that, like, I'm wondering how far, because he hasn't, like you said, he hasn't really done anything, but I don't know where I would be satisfied. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Jag menar inte att han inte har done anything. Alltså, jag tycker clearly...
I know, he hasn't... I'm saying he hasn't done anything illegal as far as we know. So, like, but the feeling I have about him doesn't seem... It doesn't match what's proven.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, take this motherfucker away before somebody gets hurt type of thing. And I'm wondering how far of a punishment does he get before I feel satisfied.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I'd like for... I think he needs help. You know, I think he doesn't understand, or at least he's pretending not to understand how dangerous it is that he's doing, what he's doing. So, like, if I knew that he had gone to therapy and maybe he's doing, you know what I mean? Then maybe I'll feel satisfied. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, when we get the pitchforks out, I don't know what would, I don't want my anger to be insatiable. You get what I'm saying?
Mm. I mean, fattar. Men allt det här kommer från, den här kritiken mot honom har ju bubblat länge, men det var ju i höstas som Svenska Dagbladet, De har en dokumentärpodd som granskade det här. Det var ju då mycket av det här kom fram med de här betalnumren och Konsumentverket och allt sånt där. Så att jag undrar bara... Jag undrar hur länge han kan få hållas, så att säga.
Yeah. Something gotta happen, man. Or he gotta say more. I don't know, man. It's like he could just keep doing this little TikTok shit and making who wants to join me in he's laying like in a suggestive posture in the vehicle. It's like you're talking to kids, bro.
Men ja. Men det är svårt det här med, I guess, som förälder att ha helt koll på vad de ens kids liksom kollar på. För clearly verkar det som, om han nu har på YouTube, alltså om han har lyckats få det här stora följet, så även om han är creepy as fuck, så verkar det som att han har en talang för att få de här kidsen intresserade. Det låter helt sjukt att han säger så, men
he's the piper of YouTube.
Ja, men typ, nej men alltså, det är någonting gör han som får barnen att lockas. Men med det sagt så har ju mina barn också kommit upp i åldern när de kollar på, liksom, om de kollar på YouTube. Vi har ju sagt YouTube Kids och sånt där till dem.
Right, same.
Men ändå så blir man ju ibland chockad över vad är det de gillar.
Yep.
För man hör liksom vad det är de kollar på. Man bara, det här är ju bara straight up trash. Och för att finns det ju vissa barnprogram, menar, som Bluey eller fucking Daniel Tiger eller vad yngre. Yep. Som är så här, det här är ju lite mer kvalitet på. Men nej, de vill bara kolla på någon rysk video när någon håller på att öppna en present och sådär, bling, bling, bling. Och man bara, vad är det ni gillar med det här? Och det är kanske det som någonting sånt där som, fast då är en för lite äldre barn då, som den här Pontus Rasmusson har lyckats knyta.
The woman breaks it down on that documentary about the colors and the voice and then the editing. The rapid fire editing is what it's catching them to.
Mm.
And I don't know, man. I feel like something gotta happen. I don't know. I'd feel better if... Because my kids are getting to that age, man.
Mm.
Like, Bash is 9 years old. He's like... He got a computer for for his birthday.
Mm. Jag såg någon som... en som varnade. Den lade upp ett så här videoklipp. Eller den lade upp en länk. Eller en screenshot på en video. Och så stod det typ så här... varning. Och det var någon då på YouTube som hade laddat upp, vad heter de här, Paw Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Så det var en egen sketch liksom med Paw Patrol. Men enligt då den här personen, en som jag följer som varnade för det här klippet, så innehöll den massa anspelningar på sex, mobbning, massa så här liksom obehagliga adult themes, så att säga.
But it was
fast
animated?
Paketerat. Och ritat som Paw Patrol. För att det antagligen då ska kunna passera vissa filter. Och att man som förälder, om man inte är uppmärksam. Man bara, du kollar bara på Paw Patrol. Men på riktigt så är det någonting annat.
Oh my god.
Och du vet, den här typen av grejer. That's man bara, like what evil. The hell? Ja, verkligen, verkligen.
You want to trick the kids?
Så att man to måste... Learn about det där stuff? Är dangerous alltså. Eller, dangerous, men man måste verkligen ha koll på det. För det är... There's no telling. Man tror kanske att man har gjort allting man kan när man bara säger, men vi har skaffat YouTube Kids, man har lagt bannat något sökord här och där eller whatever. Men så kanske det ändå, jag menar bara att trots det så kan man ju inte bara låta dem få kolla på vad de vill.
Yeah.
Ouppmärksammat, förstår jag menar. Man måste väl ändå ha koll.
Damn. All right, enough about that fucking group. Maybe I should call him a group. Maybe just a... He know where the money, he know where his pockets are lying.
They're creepy.
Yeah, they're creepy. You're right.
It's creepy as fuck.
Either way, even if he's only doing it for money, it's creepy.
Yeah. Vi tillbaka snart, hörrni. Håll utkik på Patreon. Patreon.com/SVH.
Yeah.
Bonusepisoder och liknande. Vi dyker upp där någonting varje vecka. All right.
Peace.